While sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was one of purple people here looking at me. I jumped in my plane and I took to the cloud. I had to go see what the mess was all about. Oh, this mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. Baby, no, I got to go. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. See how, he was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people eat had my baby and gone.
Thank you. ha, that was pretty scary. The Vibro Champs here on the Twang Trust, CQW, 95.9 FM. All the way from Mars, those fellas. Before that, Bo Diddley and Bo versus the Monster. I wonder who won.
It was the Purple People Eater.
Ah-ha. And before that, Rocky Erickson from his album, The Evil One. And Don't Shake Me, Lucifer.
Ah!
Oh, he's being shaken, folks. You know what? I like that Martian trip we were just on. Like, we're going to stick with that theme. We're going to go to outer space.
I'll strap myself in.
Now, here's a band of fellas known as the Neanderthals. And I think you'll recognize this little space oddity.
Hey y'all, this is Jason Ringenberg, and you're listening to The High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, he staggered out of the sky on a hot summer Saturday night. In a spaceship shaped like a bottle of rock and rye. He had a shiny metal beer cake body and a head like a mason jar. He was a honky-tonk maniac from Mars. His eyes were red and his face was a neon blue. And I could see that it all buddy.
hops from the coldest and darkest regions of the sea, as old as time itself, comes the most terrifying monster the world has ever seen. The Sea Creature! Slithering over the face of the earth came a monster from beyond the stars. Inhuman, indestructible. Life on this planet was doomed when it conquered the world! These will be the strangest, most terrifying motion pictures you have ever seen. You will see monsters from a nightmare. The most horrifying creatures that ever made you wake up screaming. The She-Creature! And it conquered the world!
Welcome back to the Twang Trust Halloween special. Only one day late. Well, it's quite a trip up here in outer space.
Ah, yes.
This is the Ben Vaughn combo. Actually, it's the Ben Vaughn combo without the combo. Just Ben. A little ditty called Our Favorite Martian. Before that, we heard Robert Gordon and Flying Saucer Rock and Roll. And Jason Ringenberg and the Honky Tonk Maniac from Mars. And we kicked it all off with the Neanderthals and the cover of David Bowie's Space Oddity. You know what my favorite thing about outer space is?
No, what is that?
It's that there's no bugs out here.
It's true.
I don't like bugs. I like scary things and all, you know, but the bugs, I could do without them. And unfortunately, we've got some bugs coming up.
Oh, no.
But here's a little, we're going to hear about some bugs first, just to get you warmed up, just to get you prepared. This is something I stole from a little kid last night. He was running around, he had a pre-release copy of this new Tom Waits box set called Orphans. I stole it from him. I stole that and a Kit Kat. And, well, here it is now for you kids. You'll only hear it here on the Twang Thrust. It's not out in stores for another 3 weeks, but we have it for you now. The brand new Tom Waits album. Here it is.
The whirligig beetles are wary and fast, with an organ to detect the ripples. The arachnid moths lay their eggs inside other insects along the borders of fields or roads in clusters of white cocoons. The ribbed pine borer is a longhorn beetle. Their antennas are half the length of their body, and they feed on dead red pine. Robber flies with their immobile heads inject a paralyzing fluid into their prey that they snatch from life in midair. The snow flea's mode of locomotion, strange and odd, with a spiny tail mechanism with hooks and a protracted tube from the abdomen to enable moisture absorption. The female praying mantis devours the male while they are mating. The male sometimes continues copulating even after the female has bitten off his head and part of his upper torso. Every night, wasps bite into the stem of a plant, lock their mandibles into position, stretch out at right angles to the stem, and with legs dangling, they fall asleep. If one places a minute amount of liquor on a scorpion, it will instantly go mad and sting itself to death. The bombardier beetle, when disturbed, defends itself by emitting a series of explosions, sometimes setting off 4 or 5 reports in succession. The noises sound like miniature popgun blasts and are accompanied by a cloud of reddish-colored, vile-smelling fluid. It is commonly known that ants keep slaves. Certain species, the so-called sanguinary ants in particular, will raid the nests of other ant tribes and kill the queen, and then kidnap many of the workers. The workers are brought back to the captor's hive, where they are coerced into performing menial tasks. And as we discussed last semester, the army ants will leave nothing but your bones. Perhaps you've encountered some of these insects in your communities, displaying both their predatory and defense characteristics while embedded within the walls of flesh and passing for what is most commonly recognized as human.
Thank you. 6 eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like the ride, so push that mess to the side. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using dream warfare. Rock. I'm a demon fly, I still feel why I say buzz, and it's just because I'm a unzipped fly, and I don't know why, and I don't know why, but I say rock tonight, and I say rock it right, and I say but I don't know why.
And he's a big one, too. That's Gabriel, the giant mosquito. As rendered by our pal, Elvez. Remember Elvez?
He does.
Oh, he's scared of Elvez. Elvez used to be in the band The Plimsolls. Did you know that? Crazy. Crazy. Before that, we heard some other bugs. We heard the human fly from the Cramps. Of course, it's never Halloween without the Cramps. And then we heard, what else did we hear? We heard some worms. We heard some worms with the Pogues. We heard all about the army ants and other various insects from our old pal, Mr. Tom Waits. That's from the Orphans box set, coming out in about 3 weeks. Or, is that it there? Is that it coming out of the coffin? Oh my goodness.
Oh.
Well, what's next? What's next here on the Twang Trust? I believe we have a political announcement. Is that true?
Yes, there's an American election coming, and I understand that someone has a suggestion.
Ah. Let's see what they suggest.
Zachary for president. Zachary for president. He's Transylvania's favorite son.
Hooray!
Vote for Zachary. Vote for Zach. Let's put a vampire in the White House. Just for fun. Zachary for president. Zachary for president. Together raise a mighty voice.
Yeah!
Vote for Zachary. Vote for Zach. He's the creature's choice.
My friends, with your inspiring trust in me, I'm more than equal to the task. When country calls, a man can only serve, but I thought you'd never ask.
Thank you. Enough. As I look from face to face, I can see that this movement of ours goes deeper than just a grassroots campaign, several feet deeper. And together, we can dig up the real issues confronting our country. One of the planks of our scaffold is absolutely vital. We must, in all fairness, give the vote to the spirit. Just consider the present injustice. Look at our current inheritance tax. The deplorable fact is, it's taxation without representation. It's un-American, and I intend to change that.
We want Zach!
Please, no demonstrations. No. Also, if elected, I propose to expand the Federal Reserve System to include all blood banks, so your hard-earned savings will be protected. And when you hit those occasional dry periods, you can borrow at lower interest rates. I say, let's put the plasma to work. Keep it flowing. Let's put muscles in the corpuscles. And of course, you're all aware of my tireless efforts on behalf of my More Schools for More Ghouls program. Let's be realistic. Put the emphasis on the anatomical sciences so our youth will be prepared to build a better society, monster by monster if necessary. Stand on sweeping social reforms. My worthy opponents try to deceive you with glib talk about cradle-to-grave security. And I say, that's fine as far as it goes. But I ask you, does any government have the right to withdraw assistance right at the brink of the grave? Just when real insecurity starts for most of us? Of course not! No! So I propose none of these cradle-to-grave half-measures. If elected, I will ensure for all of you security from germination to termination, no matter how long it takes. No strife in the afterlife! That's my motto!
My friends, my every thought, my every deed is always for the creature's sake. to pledge my oath, I offer you my hand. Here, pass it around, and each one take a shake.
We want Zach! We want Zach! He's for freedom!
As long as it doesn't interfere with liberty.
He's for education!
As long as it doesn't wise up the voters.
He's for abolish payola.
For other than elected officials.
He's for strong labor.
As long as some work's done between coffee breaks.
He's for strong corporations.
What's good for general morticians is good for the country.
He's for public housing.
A family closet for every skeleton.
He's for motherhood.
The hand that rocks the cradle swings the vote.
He's for Zachary. Zachary for president. Zachary for president. He's Transylvania's favorite son.
Yeah.
Vote for Zachary. Vote for Zach. Let's put a vampire in the White House. Just for fun. Zachary.
Just a little favor for the Kingster. Well, Kinky is everywhere. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everybody. Kinky is still the king. Man, oh man, what I want you to see is that the Kingster is inside of you and me.
Yeah! Let me ask you a question out there, friends.
Who is at the Alamo?
Kinky!
Who ate the steak in Amarillo?
Kinky!
Who wasn't on the grass and knoll?
Kinky!
Who went berserk in Borneo? Get kicked ass in San Jacinto.
Kinky, 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 kinky.
Friends, you see convicts out in the big thicket who just escaped from the prison rodeo in Huntsville, and they're listening to Wolfman Jack on the border radio station, and they call Wolfman Jack up, and what song do they request?
Kinky, kinky, kinky.
Now some of y'all going, Mojo, I don't understand what's going on down there in Texas. What's going on in Texas politics? You want to know what's going on in Texas politics? Let me tell ya!
Kinky needs votes. Kinky needs votes. Kinky, 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 kinky needs votes.
Yeah! Kinky is everybody. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everywhere! Each person out there has got a little bit of kinky in them. Everybody except one person, that is, the evil opposite of kinky, the anti-kinky. You know who I'm talking about? Let me tell you! Rick Perry has no kinky in him.
Woo! Kinky is everywhere. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everybody. Kinky is still the king. To see that the Kingster is inside of you and me. Yeah!
I got some more questions about the next potentate of this great state. Let me ask you, who rocks Spindle Top?
Kinky!
Who punched cows at Cadillac Ranch?
Kinky!
Who led the Jews out of Fredericksburg? Who phones Babe Dietrichson? And who was last seen buck naked at Barton Springs?
Kinky! Kinky!
Kinky Friedman. Kinky is wild and crazy and free. Kinky is a real Texas American nut job. Kinky is truly independent. A poet, a libertine, a free spirit, a truth speaker. The last lone star in a sea of mendacity. I'm talking about
Kinky, Kinky.
How do we like it?
Kinky.
How do we like it?
Kinky.
Friends, I got a good feeling about Kinky. I got a real good feeling about Kinky because I got some secret inside information. That's right, when I'm sitting at home alone late at night, the bats come and talk to Mojo. That's right, my friends, not Batman, the bats from under the bridge. They come and they whisper in Mojo's ears. You know what they say? Well,
Kinky is everywhere. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everybody. Kinky is still the king. You to see that the king stirs inside of you and me. Kinky is everywhere. Kinky is everything. Kinky is everybody.
Kinky is still the king.
Man,
folks, it's Loudon Wainwright, and you're downtown and underground with Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Grandmother's ring on my finger, on my finger. She had a tooth of gold. Just before she died, she said, "Son, well, you can have my tooth, but do I really have to go? Look around and you will see this world is full of creeps like me. You look surprised, you shouldn't be. This world is full of creeps like me." My Uncle Leon in my closet, in my closet, they don't nobody know. Just me and Uncle Leon and my closet, and they wonder where that old man go. Look around and you will see this world is full of creeps like me. You look surprised, you shouldn't be. This world is full of creeps like me. This pretty girl once, she was 18 maybe, what's a year or two? One day when she asked me if I loved her, I said, "Baby, what's it worth to you?" Look around and you will see this world is full of creeps like me. You look surprised, you shouldn't be. This world is full of creeps like me. Wear grandmother's ring on my finger, on my finger. She had a tooth of gold. She had a tooth of gold. She had a tooth of gold.
My goodness, what's going on here? Oh, there we go. There we go. That was our little political set. Creeps Like Me by Lyle Lovett. Mm-hmm. We'll send that one out to all of the politicians. And of course, all sorts of stuff going on in the United States next week.
I'll bet you there's a lot of Republicans that are scared.
Oh, yes, indeed, they should be. We heard from our old pal Mojo Nixon. He came out of retirement just to write a little song there for Kinky Friedman, the next governor of Texas. Kinky is everywhere.
Yes, and also get out and vote for Zachary if you want a vampire in the White House.
Absolutely.
Yes, from Spook Along with Zachary.
Well, the show is coming to an end, folks. It's been just a fright to be here with you on this near Halloween night.
Yes.
It's been the night after Halloween, which, of course, is much scarier than Halloween itself. You never hear anything about the night after Halloween. You know why that is. Because everybody who truly, truly experiences the horror of the night after Halloween does not live to tell about it.
It is true.
Well, we're going to have Tom Waits come by in just a little while to put you all to bed. It's been a long night. He's going to come by, tell you a little bedtime story, ease you into the darkness, as it were. But to get you there, here's our old pals in the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet.
That's my room. I am Bobby Bottles. That's my room. Bottles, dirty little. That's my room. I can't stand those. That's my room. Fish in my dish. I am bothered by a fish in my dish. Fine, slimy little fish in my dish. I can't stand a fish in my dish.
Once upon a time, there was a poor child with no father and no mother. And everything was dead. And no one was left in the whole world. Everything was dead. And the child went and searched day and night. And since nobody was left on the earth, he wanted to go up into the heavens. And the moon was looking at him so friendly. And when he finally got to the moon was a piece of rotten wood. And then he went to the sun. And when he got there, the sun was a wilted sunflower. And when he got to the stars, they were little golden flies stuck up there like the shrike sticks them on the black thorn. And when he wanted to go back down to Earth, the Earth was an overturned piss pot. And he was all alone. And he sat down and he cried. And he is there to this day, all alone. Okay, there's your story. Night, night.